If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him the wild fly. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the wild fly.
They call him
Rock the Riders. They
call him
the wild fly.
They call him
the punch fly.
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. This is Season 6, Episode 15, the finale. I appreciate everybody that's been tapping in on this journey. If you're new to the podcast and this is your first time listening to the show, past episodes are available on RidersOnline.net and Linktree/Riders, which is RODES. Episodes drop every Friday at midnight on all streaming platforms. Today we have a special guest and a great interview, good music. Let's get it.
That you cannot fix. This is the peace that you cannot buy. Finding a way when you cannot see. Man with this system, he cannot pray. I need to find relief. But behind my mind, it runs. All these thoughts have trouble named. I really need alone. I might be falling deep, I might be falling deep, I might be falling deep, I might be falling deep. Tell me now what you need. I've been going to God when I'm all in my mind. I might be falling deep, falling deep. I might be falling, I might be falling, I might be falling, I might be falling, yeah.
It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Moet Mo, that's what's poppin'. Beauty, that's what's poppin'. Brains, that's what's poppin'. Business, that's what's poppin'. Professional, that's what's poppin'. Cool chick, that's what's poppin'. Hustle, that's what's poppin'. Passion, that's what's poppin'. Focus, that's what's poppin'. Drive, that's what's poppin'. Destination, that's what's poppin'. Emotional is an intense poetic story of range journey of love and chaos through poetry and brief narratives that are certain to keep you engaged and elated as you ride the waves of emotions with her. Go pick up the book Emotional by Kyoko today, available on Amazon.com. Welcome to Rodas Live. I am your host, Rodas. Today, I have a lovely guest by the name of Moet Mo. Please introduce yourself to the listeners of Rodas Live.
Hi, my name is Moet Mo, and I'm a longtime listener and friend of the Rodas Live podcast. And today we're here to talk about a few things and get a bit more personal.
That's what's popping. So we better kick this thing off live from the Bay Area, San Francisco.
Gang, gang.
We finna get it going, Golden State Warrior style. So, tell the people about yourself.
Well, I am 41, single, never married, no children. I am a private aviation executive, and I love what I do. I love to work out. I'm a huge sports enthusiast. I love to cook. My interests are very, very eclectic. I'm an active person and active in my community as well. Just living life to the fullest.
You hear that? She's a catch. She's intelligent. She can hold a conversation. She can go out in public. She can go overseas. That's what's popping.
Global entry ready, baby.
Okay, so do you want to have a little fun?
Absolutely.
Okay. This game is called Either Or.
Oh, okay.
All you got to do is answer. You don't have to give an explanation.
Okay.
Prince or Michael Jackson?
Ooh, that's hard. Oh my God, that's so difficult.
It's not a right or wrong answer. It's just preference.
I want to say as a kid, I probably would have, or as a younger person, I probably would have chosen Michael Jackson. But I think now I'm going Prince now that I'm an adult and listening to the lyrics a bit more and things like that, I can relate more to Prince.
Okay, Prince, final answer. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I was just recently on a show and I'll say, two out of the four hosts said that Purple Rain was better than Thriller, me included. But that wasn't the question on this show.
Right. That's a tough one. That's a really tough one.
Right. I got another tough one for you. Who do you think has the best catalog, Nas or Jay-Z, aka Hov?
For me, Nas. Sorry. I know that's an unpopular opinion, but I'm Nas all the way.
I totally agree with that, because do you listen to music or do you just skim through it? You listen.
Right.
Okay. Podcast or radio?
Podcast. I don't like radio.
I agree. Social media or going outside?
Going outside.
Stick shift or automatic?
Automatic.
Okay. What is your ideal first date with someone who meets all your bells and whistles, but they might be a little low on resources? What would be the ideal first date that doesn't cost too much? We're going to say we rolling with $80 for the whole day.
$80 for the whole day? Okay. We could do that. I would really enjoy like a picnic on the beach where, and, you know, bring your iPad and we can just vibe out to some music and, you know, eat some things. You can go to Publix and get like $30 worth of food with the different little trays that they put together. So he could get like a fruit tray, a veggie tray, and like maybe one of those Italian charcuterie boards. I'm plant-based, so I don't eat meat, but if he does, that's fine. But you could do that, and then that's enough money for gas for us to get to the beach. We have some music, we got food, we got a great atmosphere, and there's no time limit. There's no rush to go anywhere, so we can talk and we can dance, and we could even walk along the beach in the water.
It's a natural clock outside. All you got to do is look in the sky.
Enjoying it, and there's no rush. We don't have to worry about people necessarily being around us. All kinds of stuff. We could listen to a book together if we're both readers.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good idea. It's nothing like a Walmart rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
Some hot sauce and a loaf of bread.
And I would be, I mean, if he told me that we were doing that, I'd be more than happy to actually like cook or make a few things to bring on the date.
Right. Yeah. That'd be pretty dope. And then ultimately you could kind of get to know each other without, like, I think like going to a movie, you don't actually get to know the person.
There's no talking with a movie. So I don't like movie dates. And sometimes even the dinner date makes that a little difficult too, because the restaurant, you know, is trying to, some of them try to rush you through your experience. And when you're talking, you don't eat, you're not eating as fast. And, you know, sometimes that can be rushed. So I don't want to be rushed when I'm with somebody that I'm really enjoying. I want to be able to just take my time and enjoy them. So that's why I like being outside somewhere, even the park. If we couldn't go to the beach, let's just go to the park.
Right. Like one thing about early dates, they're not rushed. And then you have time. So like usually, oh, we're gonna meet up at 8 o'clock or whatever. You know, you kinda selling yourself short on meeting a person, and I don't think it's fair for either one of y'all, but the X factor in dating is that you're a whole adult.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's
another great idea that I suggest to people is, even though you're from the same city, like how you've experienced the city thus far is different from the next person and different from a lot of things that the city might still have to offer or new things they have to offer. So a local foot scavenger hunt is always fun.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's where you can exercise your communication with each other, problem solving skills. If you can work together, teamwork is huge in that one. You have to work together and, you know, you want to get through it and have fun. You're going to sweat a little bit, maybe. It can show you quite a bit about a person.
Right. Like Chicago is such a beautiful city. Don't believe all the stigmas. It's dangerous in certain places, but it's just like anywhere else. Just pay attention to your surroundings. Keep your head on a swivel. And there's a lot of things that you can do here. You could jet ski here. You could go to Millennium Park. You could go to Wicker Park. We got
a
some
lot
of the,
of stuff.
some of the best food. Navy Pier. Don't believe these people.
Learn the history of your city through those scavenger hunts. A lot of it will have you looking at different architecture and prominent people who were important to that city once upon a time that you may not learn any other way. There's just a lot you can get out of it, and you rediscover and create a new memory together. It's a unique experience, usually.
Man, you just made me think about Harold Washington. I'm about to share that too. He was the mayor. You know, I wish he would have been a president, you know, as opposed to Obama, because he had that stank on him. He was like, maybe like, you could say like, maybe like a Marcus Garvey type.
Okay. Yeah, so, I like that.
Yeah, that's what he was on. But I don't want to get too deep into that.
Yeah.
Let's play my favorite game of the show, Smash, Pass, or Dash. So you get three choices. Okay. You get to smash a dude, pass one to the friend, to a homie, and say, hey, girl, you take him, he too much. And then one just don't got a snowball chance in Hades with you.
Okay.
Okay. R. Kelly, Tank, and Bobby Brown.
I'm going to dash Bobby Brown. And then... he said, I think I'm going to, this is going to be totally unpopular opinion, but I'm sorry, y'all.
It's
I
your
got that 40.
It's your choice.
And I'm going to smash R. Kelly. I know that ain't right.
Just say it again for the listeners.
Look, I'm of an age, I grew up with R. Kelly, and, you know, his songs are very sexual. I know he's a sexual deviant and whatnot, but I'm grown enough to make my own decisions. I'm not going to just let anything happen to myself. But you got to think, it's probably really good.
Right.
Everybody ain't sign up for no reason.
So look, in my barbershop, a lot of the, it was unisex, and a lot of the women who came in the shop, they was like, hey, shit, if I was 17, I'd do it. And they was like, you know what I mean?
Right.
They was
that's like, what I'm shit, saying.
I'm grown and I'd do it. Nobody don't have to hold me against my will to be with that
right.
nigga. Fuck what you talking about. I was like, oh, shit. You know. But, you know, the shop have a lot of interesting conversations. So
right.
It's just your opinion.
I mean, I like Tank and all, but I don't think he's going to be delivering the same way. So I'll pass him to the homie.
Okay. Okay. Team Light Skin coming up.
Okay.
Chris Brown, Drake, and Steph Curry.
Ooh, good Lord. It's loaded.
Team Piss Color.
Okay, I gotta smash Drake. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Smash Drake. I'm a pass Steph Curry. And wait, I gotta dash Steph Curry. Oh, I'm sorry, boo. I gotta dash Steph Curry, smash Drake, and pass Chris Brown.
Okay.
That kind of hurts my soul to say that. You making me chew.
It's all good. All right, here go a kind of Samuel L. Jackson, Alex Haley, and Al Sharpton.
We talking about the same gang?
Yes. Hey, it be some crazy ones on here.
My competition.
Right. Yeah. This OG edition.
Al Sharpton,
Alex Haley, and Samuel L. Jackson.
I'm gonna smash Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
I'm a dash Al Sharpton.
As you should.
I'm a pass out. Because I feel like, I don't know, with, you know, Samuel L. Jackson, his cursing style and stuff, you know, his energy might be there. It might be on and popping.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's just a little fun and shit.
Yeah, I feel like Sam got that energy.
Right. Okay.
Lord, forgive me.
It's all good. All in the name of fun.
I'm enjoying this game, though. You picked some really good ones.
Yeah. Shout out, Shannon. Shannon picked them. So, how have you been able to maneuver in these podcast streets through social media the way that you do? You are an Instagram star. So how did you become so popular?
I really don't know, honestly. I mean, I come authentically. Who you see is what, you know, who you get. And I'm not shy about my opinions. I can state them respectfully. I agree and think that there's a way to have conversation respectfully, and there's a way to properly communicate with people. And that's what I think is different about me. While my opinion may not be the same as others, I don't condemn anyone for their opinion. It's a conversation, and everybody brings something to the table, and there's always something to be taken away. And I think when you come with a respectful attitude to any conversation, and you know, you can learn to disagree and, you know, agree to disagree or disagree respectfully, that conversation has room to grow and continue. And a lot of times on a lot of lives, what I see is that there's always someone wanting to be right and, you know, trying to make someone else wrong, when all of these lives, I mean, for the most part, there's no real expert on the panel, a true expert. So we're all just talking about our opinions, so to speak. And you can do that respectfully. And I think just people appreciate that I'm not willing to shy back from saying what I feel and what I think. And, you know, the conversation can actually evolve. I think that's what people enjoy about watching me speak on a lot of lives. And I'm fun. So, you know, I keep it fun, keep it, you know, a little juicy depending on the topic. So it's all in, you know, just having fun and sharing.
Exactly. So you are the most anticipated podcaster that has never came out. But if you ever decided to have a podcast, what would the name be?
That's a good one. And I almost don't even want to say it because then somebody might use it.
Okay, go with your secondary choice. But you got to tell me when we get off of here.
Okay, I can tell you when we get off of here. But it'd definitely be something with my name, because, of course, my name means champagne. And champagne, in my opinion, is not just representative of the good life. It's representative of, you know, how things can be complex yet sweet at the same time.
Okay.
Like champagne a mimosa.
Mimosa podcast.
Yeah. Mimosas with Moet, maybe?
Yes, you can't even make the mimosas with Moet. See, that's what's popping.
I have a mixology license. I could definitely do that. I can make a ton of different drinks.
Okay. What would the show be about? A little bit more in detail.
I prefer a show that is more introspective. I spend a lot of my life thinking about myself, who I want to be, not just now, but who I want to be in the future, who I want to be to my friends, who I want to be to my family, and who I want to be to myself. So I'm always looking at what I could be doing better, things that I could work on, what I do well, and how to expound on that and maybe use that to reach people or help someone. This is a journey, and it's, you were here because of purpose. So really working and evolving in your purpose, I think, is, you know, why we continue to stay here, is because we haven't completed our assignments yet.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. So why haven't you started the podcast?
I don't know that I've never felt like I had something to say regularly, or that people really want to hear what I have to say. I don't know. I guess it's a shy thing. I'm outspoken, but I'm shy as well.
Okay. Is it okay if I make a poll question when I post my episode, like, will people be willing to listen to your podcast? Yes or no? Is it okay for me to make
Absolutely.
A poll question?
I'd be curious to see. I'd be curious to see the results.
Okay, that's cool. Let's see. Would it be a solo podcast or would you have a staff or a team?
I love having conversations, especially with the opposite sex, because the way I think, I know lends to a little bit of more of a masculine thought process. While I'm still very feminine, there are things that I do understand from both sides. So I like the back and forth, but I would probably pursue it by myself. This would be something I think that would challenge me and help me grow in, within myself. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to give it a shot by myself.
I think that'd be good. I wanted to ask you, like, you was doing like a Instagram series with these toxic Bible study dudes. Like, how did that come about? And how do you hold your weight with these guys, included?
It just started organically out of fun, and then it just kept kind of growing each week. And I love a good character. So anytime there's an opportunity to get in the character and have a bit more fun, I'm all for it. And the gentlemen that I participate in that with, they're all great guys. We have a lot of fun together, great conversationalists, and it just happens. There's no, solid structure to it in the ways of how we speak or what we're talking about. It just flows, and we just all have a synergy that just works. But I love it. It's a ton of fun. I implore everyone to check it out if you can. If you're bored on any given Sunday, check it out. You'll enjoy it.
Did you do word on the street as you did a exorcism or a exorcism or a resurrection? Which one did you do?
I was an oracle for one of our
okay. Episode. Hey, y'all, it's just a joke, y'all. It's just a joke. It's just a joke.
But we had someone on an episode that was a bit out of character. We had to reset things for them so they could think a little more realistically and truthfully. So we just had some fun with it.
Okay. And they back on the path. So shout out to Toxic Bible Study, and shout out to you for doing your great deed.
Thank you.
So you mentioned that you were a vegan. Does that have anything to do with your skin tone, your complexion? Do you drink a lot of water?
All of the above. Yes, I do drink a lot of water. I drink a little over a gallon every day.
Okay.
And that's because your skin is the largest organ on your body. It's very important, not only as from a protective source, but also, it's cleansing the things that are essentially cleansing themselves inside. Everything cleanses out. I personally had a hormonal issue that led me to dig deeper into nutrition. I've always been an athlete and very health conscientious. I love to work out, things of that sort. But I had something that I wasn't even aware of occur, and to be diagnosed with it was very tough. I went through a long, tough period on dealing with that and gaining weight and so forth, and just digging and digging and digging. Everything leads back to food. So the more I kept researching and understanding things, I just decided to make the change one day after slowly making different changes. And I saw the effectiveness of making these changes as well. So I just continued it, and I love it. It does wonders for my skin, but it's also eliminated allergies for myself, a number of different things. And I feel better. And I think that's what's paramount. It's not about what exactly you're eating, is how do you feel after you eat? I no longer suffer with the itis that, we love to joke about, feeling so full that you can't operate, things of that sort, different type of allergens. I'm not having to deal with any of those issues anymore. I feel good when I wake up, and I feel good when I go to bed. And that's to me, that's important.
Most definitely. Do you miss eating barbecue?
I miss fried chicken. I miss bacon. I miss seafood.
You know what? Vegan bacon
Don't
is
let
good.
It fool you. I love being a vegan, but I miss some things.
What do you miss?
I miss
not being. What do you miss?
I miss, like I said, bacon, seafood, fried chicken for sure, like Popeyes. I miss me some Popeyes, Lord. Oh, I miss steak. I love a good steak, a good quality steak, or going to a really good steakhouse. Oh, I do. I miss it. I'm not even gonna hold you. I miss it all. But
so what's your source of protein now?
So, contrary to what people believe, you're getting protein from the animals that you eat as a third party source. The animals are eating greens and ingesting that protein, in which that's how they're getting it. And then you're eating the animal, but eating the flesh necessarily isn't the greatest source of protein. I am eating more of those greens than any one of you necessarily. And that's how I get a great source of my protein. But I also drink protein shakes, other vegetables that have protein. So I get more protein than the average meat eater in any given day.
Okay. So what would be the typical breakfast, lunch, and dinner for you?
So I'm an alkaline vegan, which is a little bit different from just being a standard vegan. And I don't eat very much because I also practice intermittent fasting. So I follow my body's natural cycle, in which when I get up, I'm still fasting. I prefer to fast at least 14 to 18 hours a day. So when
is
I get
that,
up,
is that counting sleep as well?
Correct. That does include sleep. So if I'm managing my 8 hours of sleep, on average, I probably get about 6 to 7 hours of sleep every night. Get that. I wake up. I drink my water, get ready for work. I take my vitamins still. So all the vitamins that I take in the morning are not only helping to cleanse my body, but it's also feeding my body. I'm taking a lot of minerals and things that my body needs to be able to work. And that's what you're doing as far as eating as well. Your food is giving you those vitamins and minerals that you need. I'm starting my day off from my supplements with that. And then I'll continue to fast, drink water. I break my fast with fruit.
Okay.
Some fresh fruit or even a smoothie. And then later on in the day, I'll have my one and only solid meal of the day, which will be like a salad of some sort, some type of vegan meal. And then if I feel like I need anything more from that a little bit later, I'll have additional fruit or maybe a salad, just depending on my activity for the day. If I've been working out and I feel like I need a little bit more, I may have an additional salad or just cut up like a whole cucumber and snack on that. It just depends.
Okay.
But it's lots of water.
Okay. Is being a vegan expensive?
No. It does not have to be very expensive. It's what you choose to get. And I think people fall into a lot of those traps because they're using different modalities to educate themselves, like Instagram, TikTok. And depending on who you're following or what you're learning, they're steering you towards products that are going to be more expensive to buy. But there's an inexpensive way to be a vegan. It doesn't have to be extremely expensive. I do it on a budget all the time, and I don't spend more than, I'd say, my average day costs me roughly about $30 a day.
Okay. Where do you shop?
I am in
grocery? The great
state of Florida, so I usually am
shopping. You in San Francisco?
San Francisco today.
Okay.
I like Publix, Whole Foods, and Sprouts. A lot of the stores that carry the healthier items because I don't want the GMO products. But it doesn't always have to be super expensive. I love Trader Joe's for their portions as well as being a non-GMO store. Aldi's is great as well.
Do you still eat cereal?
I do. There's vegan cereal out there.
Grits.
No, I don't really eat grits anymore. There's polenta, in which I could, But for me, I don't eat a lot of processed starches in general just because of keeping my weight down.
Okay, I got one for you. And I've done this. One of my coworkers mentioned to me, like, boy, you don't eat no meat. And I was like, damn, I don't hardly eat no meat.
It's okay. It's not necessary.
But I feel so much better. Like, I feel my body look like Bruce Lee. You know, I don't get tired. I'm not winded or none of that.
I feel
so good. I drink a lot of water.
That's awesome to hear that.
But I got something for you. So since you don't like the grits, what you could do is you could use quinoa, mm-hmm. and a banana. And blend that thing up in your bullet after you cook the quinoa. Bam. But I eat banana grits, but you know, since you don't want the starch, and I understand that, get you some quinoa and a banana.
Bananas are a large source of mucus, and a lot of people don't know that. So if you struggle with mucus issues, bananas are the number one thing you should stop eating.
Oh, I don't.
If you find like you're getting up in the morning and you're doing that while you're brushing your teeth and all that,
wow,
really white, you feel like you're hacking or you're draining a bit from your sinuses,
mm-hmm.
cut out the bananas. You'll see an immediate difference.
And that's one to grow on right there. And like, if you have headaches, almonds are good for you. And if you have problems sleeping, pistachios are good for you.
Mm-hmm. Walnuts also. Almond milk, golden milk, if you're not familiar, is great for dealing with inflammation and sleep as well.
Okay. So what are some of your challenges sticking to your diet?
The biggest challenge is being able to go out and eat with others. So I love being outside. But being outside doesn't lend to a lot of different choices. And going to restaurants, it's very hard to get something that's truly vegan. So essentially, you have to consider yourself cheating, because even when you get a salad, there are things that they will put in a dressing or this or that, the other, that won't be 100% vegan. And it's okay. I was not born a vegan. I didn't become a vegan at 5. I was a vegan, or I was a carnivore, if you will, for majority of my life. So I'm okay with, you know, if a sauce had something that wasn't vegan, I'm okay with that. To be able to enjoy, you know, who I'm out with, that's more important to me, enjoying the people that I'm having the experience with.
So do you have a favorite vegan restaurant?
That's a great question. So there's a new restaurant that's just come about here that I haven't been able to try yet, but I'm very excited to try because I think it's going to be really good. But I don't actually eat out a lot. I prefer to cook.
Yeah, I do too.
When I did eat meat, I prefer to cook. I eat out every now and again just for the sake of spending time with a loved one or a friend or something like that. We limited to weekends primarily.
Okay. Do you have any tips for cooking vegan meals at home?
Take your time. And really get to know the products that you're using. Like if you like jackfruit, do some research on jackfruit and, you know, how it's grown, how it's handled, because a lot of vegan ingredients, vegan vegetables and fruits serve multiple purposes. And in that, you could be missing something else that you could really enjoy by not learning about it properly. And just take your time, be patient, be willing to experiment. You have to keep an open mind in this, because things aren't always what they seem when you pick up different products as well. You'll do a lot of experimenting in the process of finding what you like versus what you don't like, because there's plenty of vegan cheese out there, for example. But not every vegan cheese tastes good. Some of them, I'm not gonna lie to you, taste like trash. So you gotta figure out what works for you, what you like. That could cost you a bit of money, but just take your time, be patient, and then, you know, get to know people who are vegan and find out what they may or may not recommend, you know, based on the things that they like or dislike. And that'll help you along the way as well.
Okay. What are some of your favorite vegan recipes?
I love making jackfruit enchiladas. It's
I
so
like
good.
jackfruit.
Jackfruit is so good.
Especially if you cut it right. I'm sorry.
Yes, absolutely. Like, I can show you a picture. I made some jackfruit enchiladas. They look just like regular chicken enchiladas. You would not know the difference. Love making that. I love making vegan mac and cheese because who doesn't love mac and cheese, right? Come on now. And
I ain't giving up no mac and cheese.
right, I
Fuck
can't do
that.
it either. Like, I make some vegan mac and cheese. That was one of my first dishes that I really played with to make right. Because it's too important. I love mac and cheese.
Do you bake it or do you make it on a stove?
I bake it.
Thank you. Okay, you could cook for real then. Okay.
Bake macaroni and cheese is the only way for me. If it was made on the stove, I'm sorry. That's like class B. Macaroni and cheese. I can't do it. I gotta have mine baked.
Right. What's your least favorite vegan meal? Or do you have one?
I don't think I've ever really thought of that. Huh, my least favorite vegan meal. I don't think that I have like a least favorite because I've chosen so many things that I do like. There's kind of nothing I don't really like. Now, the one thing I can say that I don't love. Because a lot of people use the oyster mushrooms to make vegan fried chicken.
Right.
I don't love using the oyster mushrooms. I prefer using a different mushroom.
Yeah, that the texture be fucked up for me, but
Yeah, it gets a little.
try
I hate.
dropping them damn mushrooms in an air fryer. They
Yeah,
good.
they're using a different technique or a different mushroom makes better, but that's all I think on your preference as well. But yeah, I'm not a fan of the oyster fried chicken.
Okay, Do you have any tips on dealing with like non-vegan family members? Like if somebody just come and sit and eat an Italian beef in front of you and shit like.
I have no problem with that. So, although I'm single, when I've been in relationships being vegan, I respect his decision to not be vegan. So, I don't come down on anybody for not being vegan or anything like that. Everyone is entitled to make their own life choices. And being with me does not mean that I require you to be like me. You're your own individual on your own journey. You're going to see at some point, though, that I feel good that I have more energy, and you might be curious. And when you're curious,
Yes.
I'm happy to help you experiment, but I don't believe in forcing anyone to do anything.
Exactly. Now that this might seem like a weird question, but do you think the world would be a better place if everybody was vegan?
No. And I only say that because the world couldn't be a better place if anyone was. If we were all of anything, I don't believe in the clone or drone mentality.
Exactly.
Being unique is what makes it all beautiful.
I agree. So, like, back to social media. I ain't got nothing to say about social media. If it was anything that you could leave with the listeners of Riders Live, what would it be?
Use social media for just entertainment. Preserve yourself and the things that are important to you. A lot of times we get a little invested in these things, probably a little too much, and it begins to affect our homes and our real lives. And not to say that Instagram or any social media isn't real. It's just there's limited interaction. There's limited vulnerability with people. Everything has a limitation when it comes to social media. Your real life is where it's at. And so just use it for entertainment. Go have a good time, connect with people, support people, have fun, but don't let it get to a point where it's become a negative for you. If it becomes a negative for you, I think it's time to withdraw, take a break, and remember what's important. Most of you have families right in front of you that you're missing time with because you're on social media. And those people want to connect with you too.
In real life.
Right, in real life.
So tell the people where they can reach you and all your social media. And she is single. She's not desperate, but she is actively looking for, bam, Superman.
A husband.
Right, a husband.
I can be reached on Instagram. I am Moet_Mo24. Feel free to connect with me if you want to follow me. I'm in all different types of rooms for different reasons because I like having fun like the rest of you. And if you would like any vegan tips, feel free to DM me for that. There's other things that I'm involved in as well. So if you want to get to know me, I'm available.
Y'all heard Moet Mo live from San Francisco by way of Rodas Live. We out.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome.